If you've ever wanted to be in the background of a commercial, you may be just what Fancy Rhino is looking for. Fancy Faces is an event that offers everyone a chance to sign up with a local company collecting potential talent for films with Fancy Rhino. Your chance for fame could begin this weekend with open auditions on November 15th at Center Park from 11 to 2 and November 16th at Renaissance Park from 11 to 2. I spoke with Daniel Jacobs, the creative director at Fancy Rhino. When the film 42 came to Chattanooga, they relied on a company in Atlanta to help them find their extras and staff the bleachers, mm-hmm. At Ingalls Stadium to make that happen. And there were literally hundreds of people showing up every day hoping for a chance to be cast as an extra. Mm-hmm. Fancy Rhino does some casting itself in local commercials and some of the work that you do. How hard is it for you to find those extras or those people? Do they flock to you like they did to 42?
It was really neat to see Chattanooga kind of embracing this opportunity to kind of come and sit and be a part of a bigger production. Fancy Faces is what we're kind of trying to put together. It's just anything where just normal people's faces are really important, and nothing sells a scene faster than the right face in the right place. And not necessarily they have to be in front of the camera as the main standout star, but just if we're in a coffee shop or we're in a business or we're in a car mechanic shop, nothing can sell that scene faster than somebody that looks like they belong there. So I think a lot of people get the idea that they have to be very attractive or they have to be a certain kind of look or a certain kind of attractive. And a lot of times when we go to talent agencies, that's in the pool that they have to look through are these very kind of cookie cutter type people. And the truth is, I mean, people are just fascinating to look at. That's one of the reasons I think we watch movies and we watch entertainment is we like to watch each other and we like to see different faces and different all kinds of faces. And there's a real beauty about anybody's face if you get a chance to look at them for long enough. And so we just really want to encourage anybody that has any interest in coming out for an afternoon and just seeing what, just how the cameras move or how the lights get set up or anything like that, just as a bucket list type thing, that there are lots of opportunities. And the Chattanooga Film Commission has a website that they're always doing open casting calls for various projects. We just would like just an opportunity to get connected with the people of Chattanooga and their beautiful faces, their fancy faces, and it just gives us an opportunity to really showcase and really kind of create a story and tell an authentic story.
When it comes to making commercials, if you sit back and think about all the commercials you see over the years, with the exception of star endorsements, you don't see the same people in commercials all the time. Yeah. There'll be different people in just about every commercial. That means you're going to need a rather large selection of the population if you're going to film multiple commercials for multiple clients' contracts or even multiple commercials for the same client.
Absolutely. And so, and we run into that problem quite a bit, that just trying to find another person and just the right face for this particular campaign, whatever it may be. And there's a lot of other video production companies in Chattanooga that are running into the same problems, and they're having to go to either Nashville or Atlanta or Knoxville or the surrounding areas. And there's so many fascinating faces here in Chattanooga that would be, I walk around, every store I go into, Bilo, the car mechanic, coffee shops and bus stations everywhere. There's just beautiful, beautiful faces that I would love for them to come out and just participate in telling a story for the screen.
You have two opportunities for these open auditions, and that's November 15th at Center Park from 11 to 2, and also November 16th at Renaissance Park from 11 to 2. If I were interested in participating, what would I expect when I came to the park?
There'll be a table that you'll come and you'll fill out your name and email address or phone number, whatever the best way that you want us to get in touch with you. And then we'll have like a little sort of like a photo booth set up. And you'll just stand in front of a camera and we'll take your picture and maybe ask you a couple questions like how old you are, your basic interests, what you like doing on the weekend, just anything to kind of just get you comfortable and talking. in front of the camera, just to see how you move in front of the camera, and that's it, really anything. I mean, it's really low key, no expectation, and believe me, we'll find a place for you somewhere at some future date. And there's no obligation to do anything. You can come out and see, get more information about it, and if we ever call you or email you, you can easily just say, no, I'm not, today's not very good, or I'm not as interested in it as I thought I was. And all these things will be paid on the day. It's not, we're not trying to get something for nothing. I mean, these are all, you know, short-term paid jobs that for an afternoon or maybe a day or 2 days or however long the person might be interested in participating.
You're going to be building a database of faces and voices. Will you be sharing that with other production companies, or is this going to remain in-house?
This will remain in-house just because we don't want to, people that come to us, we want to trust, have that trust built in that we're not trying to share their faces. We're not trying to get any financial benefit from this. We don't want to sell their faces. We don't want to put them out anywhere that's uncomfortable. It's completely secure and in our own computer database. And if they ever want to be taken out of it and they want to stop receiving phone calls or emails from us, then we will easily take them out of the database so that we don't clutter their life.
So this has the potential of a paid acting gig, either as a background character somewhere like an extra or even perhaps one of the primary characters.
Absolutely. We're always looking for that Harrison Ford to crawl out of the woodwork and jump in front of, steal the show. We have a website if you don't want to come out to the two-day event. It's faces.fancyrhino.com, and that'll take you down to the bottom of the page, and it kind of explains a little bit more, and you can upload a picture and upload a small video, either taken from your computer or your iPhone, or 15 seconds just to put it on there. It should be pretty self-explanatory when you get to the bottom of the page.
There will be two events to collect fancy faces in Chattanooga, Friday, November 15th at Center Park, and Saturday, November 16th at Renaissance Park. Both events are from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, visit the web at faces.fancyrhino.com. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.